After being selected as an imperial student, I was to attend the university at Beijing. During my year-long study in the capital, my interest in meditation grew, and I often sat silently without giving rise to a single thought. I lost interest in books and did not study at all. The following year, I went to Nanjing. Before I was to enter the Nanjing University, I paid a visit to Master Yun Gu, a venerable Zen master at Qixia Mountain. We sat in meditation, face to face, for 3 days and three nights without sleep. Master Yun Gu said to me, "The reason why ordinary people cannot become sages is because they have too many wandering thoughts and false thoughts running through their minds. In our 3-day meditation, I have not observed a single wandering thought in you. Why?" I replied that Mr. Kong had clearly predicted the entire outcome of my life. I had seen that the time of life, death, promotion, failure, everything is predestined. There was no use or need for me to think of anything, no need to desire anything. This was why the Master had not seen me give rise to a single wandering thought. The Master smiled and replied, "I thought you were someone of remarkable ability. Now, I realize that you are just an average, ordinary person." Feeling confused by what the Master had said, I asked him to explain. End quote. From this, we can see how peaceful and quiet Mr. Liao Fan's mind had become to be practicing meditation daily. When the mind is quiet, is at peace, wisdom will naturally arise. The wisdom of most people is non-functional because their minds are not pure. Mr. Liao Fan was able to remain calm and serene, knowing his entire destiny. He believed that it would be useless even to think about it. Without these wandering thoughts, his mind naturally became settled. Master Yun Gu was a well-known Zen master. They sat face to face in a room for 3 days without sleep, without becoming tired. Why? Because they did not have any wandering thoughts, and thus they were able to maintain their full energy. The Master thought him extremely young to be able to achieve this difficult and rare level of cultivation. Ordinary people are unable to become arhats or attain higher levels of achievement because of their wandering thoughts. The Flower Adornment Sutra tells us, all sentient beings have the same wisdom and virtuous capabilities as the Buddha, but because of wandering thoughts and attachments, are unable to uncover them. so the root cause of not being able to become a sage is these thoughts from the book. The master told me that an average person's mind is forever occupied by wandering and imaginary thoughts. So naturally, their life is bound by the qi, the energy of yin and yang, as well as destiny. We cannot deny the fact that it exists, but only ordinary people are bound by it. Destiny cannot bind those who practice great kindness. When a person's bad deeds are so flagrant, so overwhelming, they will cancel out the good fortune and prosperity originally destined, and his or her life will be transformed from good to bad. He told me that for the past 20 years, I had lived my life exactly as Mr. Kong had predicted and had done nothing to change it. Therefore, I became bound by my destiny. If I was not considered an ordinary person, who was? Taken aback, I asked the master if it was true that we can change our destiny, that we can escape it. The master answered, "We create our own destiny. We seek our own good or bad fortune. When I commit bad deeds, disasters are sure to follow. When I cultivate kindness, good fortune will naturally come my way. It says so in all the ancient books of wisdom." End quote. The master explained that if one has not yet attained the state where there is no single wandering thought, then one is still bound by destiny, still at the mercy of fate. Why? If a person were to reach the state of no thought, then he or she would transcend the control of fate, of destiny. Did Mr. Liao Fan reach this state of no thought? No. He simply did not want to think of anything. But he still had wandering thoughts, still thought, "I do not need to think about anything. My whole destiny has been foretold, thus I clearly know my whole life. There is no need to think about it." Having yet to reach this state of thought, we ordinary people are still bound by our fate. Profound, deep concentration is not achievable by average people in our world. When Zen patriarch Huang Bi was in this state of deep concentration, he was able to break through the dimensions of time and space. At this point, the past, present, and future all became one entirety in which everything was visible without the slightest error. Using mathematics to deduce the future is achievable by ordinary people in our world. To be able to actually see the past, present, and future is not. The latter requires deep concentration to reach the state of being able to see the future. This is only achievable by being higher than the third level of sagehood in Theravada Buddhism. Master Yuan Gu told Mr. Liao San that only ordinary people are bound by destiny. However, destiny cannot bind those who have accomplished numerous exemplary deeds. Neither can it control those who have committed excessive offenses. Mr. Liao San has been bound by Mr. Kong's predictions for 20 years. He had done nothing to change them, and so he was indeed an ordinary person. A person of great virtue has a set destiny, but he or she has changed it. The same applies to those who have committed numerous offenses, for they too will have changed their destiny. We can see that Mr. Liao San did not cultivate either extremely good or bad deeds, since his life accorded so completely with what had been predicted. Can fate be changed? Can we escape it? To escape is to transcend. There are variables in the set numbers, and the set numbers were what Mr. Kong had predicted. The variables are within our control. But this is either what Mr. Kong did not know or did not calculate. We can recreate our own destiny. We can seek our own good fortune. There are variables within the set numbers. And this is what Mr. Liao San did not know about. Did Zen Master Yuan Gu agree that there were set numbers? Yes. Before a person achieves the state of no thought, he or she is bound by destiny. The master completely accepted the concept of predestination. However, we can change our destiny, and thus we can recreate it. But we can only depend upon ourselves to do this, to become awakened. Nobody else can change our destiny for us. Destiny is created by ourselves. And we create our own good fortune. Since Mr. Liao San was an intellectual, he knew and understood the teachings of Confucius. So the master cited principles from the Book of Songs and the Book of History to enlighten him. The master understood these teachings and confirmed them to be important and true. From the book. In the Buddhist teachings, it is written that if we wish and seek for wealth, we will attain wealth. A son, a daughter, long life, we can wish and attain for all of these. We only have to cultivate kind deeds to escape the control of destiny. Since lying is one of the greatest offenses in Buddhism, we can be assured that these are not lies. Buddhas and bodhisattvas have no reason to deceive us. End quote. In Buddhism, it is said that in seeking wealth, one will attain wealth. In seeking children, one will attain children. Even if we were not meant to have any children in this life, upon practicing kind deeds, we can have a child. In seeking long life, we can attain long life. Mr. Liao Fan was only meant to have a short life, was supposed to die at age 53. By cultivating, according to the teachings, whatever we seek, we will attain. This is true, not false. Buddhism encourages us to create our own destinies, not to be constrained by them. Living Buddha Master Zhang Jiao said that in Buddhism, all our sincere pleas shall receive a response. He elaborated further. Some people are unable to get what they want. Why? They did not accord with the teachings. If we understand the principles and the methods and have sought something in accordance with the teachings, then we are assured of receiving a response to our pleas. If we do not receive the desired response, after having accorded with the teachings, it is due to our karmic obstacles. Once we have successfully eradicated these karmic obstacles, we will be able to attain the desired results. As Master Zhang Jiao said, there is nothing we cannot receive once we properly seek it. Once we understand the fundamental principles, we will understand that everything in this world arises from our minds, changes due to our perceptions. If we seek to become Buddhas, we will become Buddhas. If we seek to become heavenly beings, we will become heavenly beings. The Flower Adornment Sutra tells us, we should observe the nature of the Dharma realm as everything is created by the mind. Therefore, the way of seeking is to accord with the principle that everything arises from the mind is changed by our perception, our consciousness. A most suitable and perfect method is the teachings of the Buddha. If we were to seek youth, health, eternal life, in accordance with these teachings, can we attain them? Certainly. The Master only gave Mr. Liao Fan some of the knowledge because Mr. Liao Fan was not very ambitious and only sought worldly fame, wealth, and prestige. Thus, the Master only taught him this limited part. The Master told him that lying is one of the worst offenses in Buddhism. There are four fundamental precepts or rules: no killing, stealing, lying, or sexual misconduct. Since no lying is one of the fundamental precepts, how could the Buddha lie? How could he deceive us? Thus, it is the truth, as the Master told us, that when seeking children, wealth, or long life, all can be attained. As Mr. Liao Fong had strictly practiced his teacher's guidance, he obtained what he sought from the book. I did not quite understand what he meant by attaining all that one wished for, so I asked him. He explained that Mencius once said, "Whatever is sought can be attained. The seeking is in ourselves." This refers to inner qualities of virtue, kindness, and morality. These are all qualities we can work towards. However, when it comes to outside factors such as wealth, fame, and prestige, how can we seek to attain them? The Master explained that Mencius was correct, but I had misunderstood him. End quote. How do we seek fame, wealth, prestige? These are external commodities and are also attainable. Whatever we do not have, such as fame or wealth, we can attain by seeking. So it would seem to be destined. Because if we are not destined to attain something, how can we seek it? This follows most people's understanding of destiny. The constant is predestination. The constant is the cause that we have created in our past life and the result that we receive in our current life. We do not yet know that there are variables within the constants, that the results will change with the addition of variables. Indeed, wealth, fame, and prestige are attainable by us from the book. Master Huai Nun, the sixth patriarch of the Zen school, taught that all the fields of merit are within one's heart. If one seeks from the true mind within, one can be in touch with all good fortunes. The outside is merely a reflection of the inside. By seeking inside ourselves, we can not only attain the inner qualities of virtue, kindness, and morality, but we can also attain wealth, fame, and prestige. If wealth, fame, and prestige are already within our fate, then we will attain them without having to pursue them. If they are not, then we cannot attain them, even through plotting and scheming. End quote. Since ancient times in China, the Platform Sutra of the sixth patriarch Huainan, the Diamond Sutra, and the Surangarma Sutra have been acknowledged as eminent literary works. The eloquent Platform Sutra, written by a Chinese patriarch. So it is, to the Chinese, it is particularly important. But we cannot think of it solely as a sutra of the Zen school. It is an overview of Buddhism as a whole, and also could be said to be Master Huainan's report of what he had learned through his study and practice. Whether attaining something outside of ourselves, such as material objects, or inside ourselves, such as virtues, we still need to seek from inside, from the mind, not from the outside. It would be incorrect to seek from the outside. Why? The outside factor is constant. It does not change. The mind is a variable. It is not constant. It changes. For 20 years, Mr. Liaofan did not have wandering thoughts, thus his mind could be considered as having been pure. Not knowing of the variables, his mind accorded completely with the constants. Thus, the 20 years of his life were exactly as Mr. Kong had predicted. Everything occurred without the slightest deviation. This was because he did not understand the principle of the variables. The master taught that the seeking is in ourselves. Integrity, thoughtfulness, and generosity are in the inside. They are the cultivation of virtuous conduct. Fame, wealth, and prestige are on the outside. They are the enjoyments in life. To be able to receive both kinds of benefits is invaluable. As is said in the Flower Adornment Sutra, not to be hindered in the matter of existing things or reality principles. To be the ultimate and perfect enjoyment. The great perfection of both the inside and the outside. It is when everything is going as we wish. It is when we are satisfied with everything. It is to be liberated. It is to do all that is benevolent, all that is noble, as we wish. If we cannot attain such an enjoyable, such a wonderful life, then no one would want to practice Buddhism. Buddhism is neither negative nor passive. It is eminently practical. Nowadays, there is nothing more practical than the practice of Buddhism, for it addresses reality, addresses something truly attainable. It is crucial that we understand the importance of Buddhism to derive the benefits from it. The truth is that people have misunderstood Buddhism, and thus they have missed these benefits. If we are able to personally experience them, then we will know that of all teachings, Buddhism is a most remarkable and perfect education. It is definitely not outdated, and it is as appropriate now as it was 3,000 years ago. It is fitting for all people, whether in the East or in the West. From the book. The Master told me that if one cannot reflect inside one's heart, but blindly seeks fame, fortune, and long life from outside sources, then this seeking will be in vain. Just as Mencius said, in seeking one needs to follow the right path. In attaining, one attains what destiny entitles one to. Whatever is attained in the end is still part of our own destiny. If we try to seek these qualities from the outside, and even go to the extent of committing bad deeds for them, then we will not only lose our inner qualities of virtue and kindness, but our destined good fortune as well. Furthermore, wrongdoings committed in our mind, in the greed, in hope of obtaining more, will reduce the good fortune that was originally our destiny. From this, we can see that no benefit is attained from blind seeking. End quote. This is pertinent for our world today. Can everyone attain what they are seeking? No. If we attain it, it is something we were destined to have. Only when we receive what we are not destined to have can it be said that we have gained what we sought. It does not count when we receive what we are supposed to have, for we would have attained it without having sought it. For example, someone tells us that investing in the stock market is very profitable because they made millions of dollars in it. This person simply gained what he or she was supposed to. Others who are not destined to make money will simply lose it in the stock market. Not everyone profits from it. If everyone wins, who loses? Likewise, money won from gambling is something that the gambler was meant to have. Even the thief was meant to have what was stolen. If it had not been destined, then he or she would not have succeeded in stealing it. The ancients understood this. Thus they said, a person of noble character and integrity is happy to be a noble person, but it is not worth the effort for a villain to be a villain. Why? They will not be able to escape destiny, the constant. If we could just really understand the principle, then all of us would be content with what we have. In this way, we will enjoy a fulfilling life. Society will be stable. The world will be peaceful. And there will be no more hatred, no more wars. Buddhism teaches us to seek for something not destined in our lives, not within the constant. What we are able to attain from seeking belongs to the variable. How do we seek? From within. This is crucial in our world today. Today we are unable to seek awakening and to develop great virtue from the inside. Why? In our not understanding, we seek from the outside. We plan and scheme every day. But in seeking, we need to follow the right path. For even if we have the method, the plan, the means, then what? In attaining, we merely attained what we were supposed to have. Very simple. If we were not supposed to have it, we would not have attained it. The attainment was our destiny. The attainment was the constant. Mr. Liao Fan understood the constant, so he did not worry. He did not use various improper means to seek. He knew his own destiny. He knew not to give rise to wandering thoughts or use whatever method possible, because these were doomed to fail if they were not supposed to happen. To be at a loss inside and outside. What is inside? The impure mind. How would we not give rise to afflictions when our seeking on the outside is frustrated? For 20 years, Mr. Liao Fan conformed to Mr. Kong's predictions. Consequently, he did not lose the inside. He lost the outside because he did not think of anything. He did not seek anything inside. He maintained a sense of contentment and purity of mind. Everything on the outside is controlled by fate. Everything on the inside is controlled by us. Average people who fought tooth and nail to seek things from the outside would find that their knowledge and experience were incomparable compared to those of Mr. Liao Fan. He had achieved perfect peace of mind. Ordinary people end up with afflicted and unsettled minds. Whatever they attained was something they were destined to have. Therefore, they lost both inside and outside. And if one does not gain, one loses, thus ending up worse than before. From the book. The master then asked what Mr. Kong's predictions were regarding my entire life. I told him in detail, from the placement physicians in the examination to my appointment as an official, and finally the date of my death. He then asked, if I felt if I deserved an imperial appointment or a son. I reflected upon my previous deeds and attitudes in the past for a long time. Then I answered him, "No, I do not feel I deserve an imperial appointment or a son. Those who deserve an imperial appointment all have the appearance of good fortune, and I do not. I do not work towards accumulating virtues to build up my good fortune either. I am very impatient, intolerant, and undisciplined, and speak without any sense of restraint. Sometimes I show off my intelligence, putting down others. I have a strong sense of pride and arrogance. These are all signs of scant good fortune and virtue. How could I possibly receive an imperial appointment?" End quote. The master did not directly answer the question. Rather, he asked Mr. Liaofan a question to teach him to reflect within, to find the cause of his faults, his suffering, to determine whether he deserved an imperial appointment or not, whether he deserved to have a son. The discussion between the master and Mr. Liaofan did not only include these two questions, but to Mr. Liaofan, there was no need to mention the rest. These were the most important and the two he was most concerned about. Mr. Liaofan thought for a long time about what the master had asked. He then honestly answered that no, he deserved neither an imperial appointment nor a son. Of his honesty, there is a saying, "Honesty is the foundation in developing virtue. If a person hides or glosses over his faults or covers up his mistakes, how can his future ever be promising?" When we are honest and encounter benevolent teachers, they will be protective and guide us on the right path. On the other hand, if we are dishonest and arrogant, they will smile, but they will not seriously teach us. Mr. Liaofan deeply regretted his fault, and this became the key to changing his destiny. He told the master that he did not deserve an imperial appointment because he did not have the appearance of good fortune. It is necessary for government officials to have the appearance of good fortune, or else the citizens will suffer. When they do have good fortune, then the citizens will benefit. Upon examination of ancient social systems, we see that educated and logical people did not have disputes. All caring government officials had the appearance of good fortune. Mr. Liaofan, at this time in his life, had very little good fortune, nor was he willing to cultivate any. Thus, he did not even look like a government official. So at this time, he was not adequate enough to serve and to lead. Next, Mr. Liao Fan explained that he was very impatient, intolerant, and undisciplined. Three serious faults. Becoming easily irritated gives us the appearance of lacking good fortune. Not being broad-minded, he was unable to be patient and tolerant of others. This is obviously a grave concern in a government official, because such bad qualities would render a person unable to choose properly and supervise or lead people, unable to justly serve others. Also, he frankly admitted that he was self-indulgent and quick-tempered. He did whatever he wanted, also something not readily endured by others. He was indiscreet in his speech and irresponsible in speaking at will without considering others. All these faults of impatience, intolerance, lack of discipline, speaking without restraint, and showing off his intelligence by